Don't you 1 minute finger me.
That's the most fingering you're going to get out of me.
Fucker.
I'm not very good at instruments.
Yeah, you got bad fingers.
Yep.
I always said that about you. That would be your James Bond villain name if you were a James Bond villain. Bad fingers.
Bad finger. It bends the wrong way. Bad finger.
What I tell you about Eartha Kitt impressions on the podcast.
The
I'll get the spray bottle. You don't think I'll get the spray bottle? I'll get the spray bottle.
Fingers here to stay.
All right. I'm spraying you.
Welcome to the show.
Down. No Eartha Kitt impressions on the podcast.
Science.
Magic.
Horses.
Truth.
Banter.
I thought that was just for life. I thought, and the podcast doesn't follow the rules of life, so I thought that you just meant, hey, in general, don't do Eartha Kitt impressions. It's problematic.
Oh, no. You know, I love when you're problematic.
I know.
Remember, I'm the worst person?
You're pretty bad. Which is why I was surprised.
Yeah, so when you
do
Eartha Kitt, I like it and
I
want you to move.
I wasn't surprised when I saw you on the roof of a college campus with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, it wasn't a real one though. It was just one that shoots bang, but like it has 700 feet of flag that comes up for a little bang at the end. It's
still very deadly.
It's still very deadly if I miss a distance.
It fires arrows essentially that say bang on them.
It fires one big arrow, 700-foot arrow.
And see, this is why I want to cut police spending, because they got too much going on with these ballistas. You know, these gigantic crossbows, I think it's time that they move past that.
That's not what the Founding Fathers intended was man-portable ballistae.
They could have never envisioned a world where we had battle siege equipment for the taking of a wall of a castle, you know? That's definitely not what they meant in the Second Amendment.
I'm pretty sure they could envision that easily. Like, that's about the limit of what they envisioned.
The right to bear arms, parentheses, you know, like maces and halberds and stuff. Turns out they were just a bunch of nerds. They were just like, well, I have a weapons collection that I want to make sure makes it into the document. I have a katana here, and I want to make sure that no one's going to take it
from
me.
I was going to say, the right to bear glorious Nippon steel folded 1,000 times over.
Listen, Jefferson, no one is coming for your stupid sword collection, okay? Nobody wants it. Stop taking us to your sword room in Monticello. It's not that interesting, and we're sick of it. Also, the blacklight posters, like, come on, dude.
Yeah, there's not even blacklight yet. It's just a weird fuzzy room.
Yeah, exactly. He's like,
oh man, I can't wait for them to discover Japan so I can be all about it.
There was already a Portuguese relationship with Japan at that point. I think the British were.
Yeah, and did Jefferson speak Portuguese, idiot? Checkmate. I accept your surrender.
Well, he wasn't Catholic, so it wasn't required. I always forget that the Portuguese were like out there colonizing like motherfuckers too. They let England, France, and Spain take the rap, and the Portuguese like got away with just being like, heesh. They had an empire.
Yeah, a bunch of sands in the Asia. A bunch of city names in Southeast Asia that start with San.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like Sans Undertale. You ever think about that?
I don't. I really don't.
Well, you should, because what you don't know might kill you. More at 11.
Austin, college campuses across the country are playing host to protests demanding that universities divest from Israeli companies and arms manufacturers, demanding that a ceasefire be reached in Gaza. And it is astounding.
I know what you're going to say. It's heartbreaking that all these kids got brainwashed by what's easily and observably true.
Yeah, they got influenced. This is clearly not a false flag. What do they call it? Crisis actors? What's the other one that they use? You know.
They're using brainwashed by TikTok for this
right,
one.
Right, brainwashed by TikTok. Okay. Yeah, sure. This is all being funded by big children of Gaza.
Big TikTok.
Big starving children. Oh, God. I know we don't know our history, and I know that we repeat our history, but, like, you know, the folks that were, like, given Vietnam protesters a hard time. History has really not looked fondly on them. Same with folks who were, you know, against civil rights protests.
What do you mean? Protests. They're great.
Like, it's just the wrong side to be on. And
my position has always been against the anti-Vietnam War protesters, because I think time will tell that they were right. See how good Vietnam's doing now? See?
Yep. That's, anywho, I was recently learning about the preamble to the Korean War and how we had basically turned South Korea into a military dictatorship that we were running with a puppet regime. And then North Korea invaded.
They still do. Yeah.
There's not wild.
Like 20, there's like 20 families that are doing good in Korea right now.
And they're all last name Samsung.
Old Jonathan Samsung, inventor of the Samsung.
Uh-huh.
And Jonathan Hyundai, inventor of the Hyundai.
Yup.
And his kid, Jonathan Hyundai Sonata. You'll never guess what he did.
Sang? Was he a singer?
He was a singer. Yeah, he was on The Masked Singer. And you didn't know because nobody watches that show no more.
Hyundai Sonata does sound like a modern, like contemporary classical music written by a Korean person.
Beethoven's Fifth Hyundai Sonata. Well, I mean, it doesn't get good gas mileage, but it does have a backup camera.
I like backup cameras. They make me feel powerful.
You like back that ass up cameras.
Mm-hmm. I do have a GoPro aimed at my badonkadonk at all times.
At all times, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm caked up. What can I say?
I'm worried it's not even on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I gotta make content so I can put it out on my OnlyDance.
Yeah, how's that doing, by the way?
Not well.
Are you considered showing hole? I always say, you gotta show hole.
I've considered
it. You want to achieve
it.
Your goal.
show hole to achieve your goal.
I'm coming out with a series of self-help books with that as the title.
But it's still got like a condescending Dave Ramsey tone. Kids today, they have no interest in showing hole. None. When I was your age, I'd already shown hole.
I believe
stops.
That Dave Ramsey said that, but I believe that Dave Ramsey said that, but not for the reasons Dave Ramsey thinks.
It's in the trailer for The Sound of Freedom.
That's what that movie was about, technically.
Well, you know, it was just...
Which is why all the Republicans went to it. Hey-o!
Right? Meanwhile, they're also going to churches where statistically is where the grooming happens. But, you know, they've never been very good at the whole
the
call is coming from inside the house thing. That's not really been something that they...
But they have been very, very good at the, she's actually a 500-year-old dragon witch, so it's fine discourse.
Which, I'm not a fan of Hillary, but still.
She at least looks like a 500-year-old dragon witch.
And that would explain why she's out of touch and all of her views are draconian. War actually good, says Hillary. What would you have us not contribute to a genocide? Is that your solution?
Yeah, she loves those. And we could tell because she's done so much to promote that and other genocides around the world. And it's to free up big piles of gold for her hoard.
I'm going to need you to genocide to the polls.
Well, when you put it like that.
You know, bipartisanship has always been on the table. Apparently, the only thing that they're united on is funding endless wars and the murder of innocent civilians, you know? Who knew? Who knew? Literally anyone who's observed
it. This is the get it done bipartisan government we deserve.
Healthcare? Nah. Student loan forgiveness? Absolutely not. A livable wage or parental leave?
Absolutely
not.
You're dreaming.
Bombs? Are you a bomb guy? Yeah. Do you like bombs?
If all that money goes to student loans. Oh, bomb guy. Big bomb guy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can forgive all the student loans. All that money could be going to big, beautiful bombs instead.
You start those kids get better jobs. You start taxing them. You use that tax money to buy more bombs. You're still coming out ahead, warmongers. I know what a war hawk is. Is there like a war dove or a war eagle or any other sort of bird used to describe someone's position on conflict?
A war dove? Like, I'm for peace. And to do that, we need to annihilate every other nation on the planet.
We will bomb our way to peace, just like, you know, you can fuck your way to virginity. It's fine.
That's what I done.
I know. Eventually, it just comes back the other round. That snake ate its own whole tail.
Just the virginity grows back in.
Yeah. Odd that that was an something that happened for you, but you know.
Well, you watch enough anime, you know you're going to get your virginity back.
Has Wolverine been circumcised?
There's no way it took.
No way it took, right? Even if it did happen, there's no way. It grew back.
Yeah, it grew back.
Yeah.
Twice as strong.
X-Men 97 has no right to be as good as it is. Just absolutely none.
I haven't seen it, but I hear it slaps.
It is astoundingly good, Austin. It's better than the original series, and it's like everything you want out of X-Men. They're hot and slutty. It's a soap opera, but people fucking die, and it's rad.
Well, I mean, the original X-Men had a budget of like two gumballs and a shoe, so
yeah,
it makes sense this one's better. Where's it's on Hulu?
It's on, well, it might be, but it's on the Disney Plus.
Oh, it's on the Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's on the Disney Plus.
Oh, in that case, can I borrow your Disney Plus? Because Clark hasn't paid for his yet.
Well, I'm borrowing someone else's Disney Plus, so I'll gladly pay you tomorrow
God
for a
damn
Disney
it.
Plus today.
Don't you, whatever that character's name is.
I don't know.
Beepus? Is his name Beepus?
Mr. Hamburger? I honestly don't know. I'm sure...
Hamburger Tuesday.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Hamburger Tuesday! What's their first song, Austin? Do the thing.
This is our first song. Olive Oil is pretty hot.
Better title would have been Smoke Point, but we'll
One,
go
two,
with it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So, Austin, how have you been holding up during the Kellogg's ban? I know that you were in a sexual relationship with Tony Tiger,
you know
so
me.
I'm sure this is hard for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who doesn't? That's a sexual awakening of most Americans is Tony the Tiger. But you know me. I got my cells can't regenerate if I don't get enough Cinnamon Toast Crunch, so... I've just
That's
been looking like
the
Chernobyl
melange.
Victim in slow motion.
Okay.
It's cinnamon. It's cinnamon.
Like that
yeah.
episode of Billy and Mandy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Those were the days.
And we didn't get it because we were like 9?
Oh, we just thought it was a funny show about Mandy being evil.
Mm-hmm.
But it had overtones.
Listen, if death is not Jamaican, if I die and I don't get greeted by a Jamaican accent, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Oh, you're going to complain to the manager.
Yep. And they'll be like, get in line behind Ronald Reagan. That implied
oh,
I
no,
went to
hell.
Oh, no, that's
how you know you're in hell.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I wonder what him and Henry Kissinger are up to in hell.
Oh, they are sucking and fucking.
With Nancy,
oh, man,
with
it looks
Nancy
like a
giving
wad
them instructions.
Of gum that's chewing itself, those two, 69 and...
Oh, God. Now you'll understand why they called me the deep state.
The deep prostate. You'll never reach it.
This sounds like a job for American exceptionalism. I don't like this archetype of our own entry.
Time for the Gipper to get gulping.
Oh no. Nancy's just reclined in a chair smoking, watching them.
Mm-hmm. That's what she's into. That's her heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're trying to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot for open primaries here in Montana, where everybody can vote for everybody's primaries, which would be so much fun. Can you imagine the campaign we would run
funny.
For a write-in of Mr. Monopoly?
Zinke's already on the ballot, and, you know, pretty much.
Well.
That's we have Monopoly Man at home.
I'm on the other side of the state, so I don't know who my choices are yet, but... I think it's going to be Sheehy, and I don't think the Democrats close to decided yet.
Oh, they'll be running, judging by their track record in this state, just a lump of wet bread.
Probably. Oh, no, wait. Sheehy's running for Senate. I don't honestly know who's running for. All right. Well, now I got to look.
Yeah. You got to look it up, and we got to cut the time it takes for you to look it up so you sound smart.
Thank you. I know you always have that. In mind for me.
Well, actually, sometimes I play you at like 0.75 speed so you sound drunk.
Oh.
And then I use that against you in political ads.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's looking like Zinke's still got Mary Todd on the primary.
Like the Lincoln.
And then Monica Trinnell's running over there. And then on our side, woo, it's still a wide open field. We got four folks on the Democrat side and 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for this side, including Denny Rebert coming out of retirement, which is fucking hysterical.
Oh, thank God. He'll save us.
Yeah.
Him and Max Baucus ready to take us back to the 90s.
As long as this Elsie Artston doesn't get it, because she's been the director of the Office of Public Instruction and has helped just gut public schools and you know, helped get that charter school nonsense.
School choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, school choice. So you could choose between a school or
carrying
the streets.
An abortion to term. That's what that means.
Those are your two options. Yeah, you can go to either a private school or become a brood mother, so we can have more glorious workers for our capitalist kings.
Well, you know, that's Montana values for you. I'm making myself real sad on this episode, Austin. I'm making myself real sad.
Why? Just think about all those glorious brood mothers that love it and they don't have a choice, and they kind of lose their personhood in the name of just creating more bodies that corporations can exploit. But just don't think about that part. Think about how much you love brood mothers.
I've met your mom. I know.
Two ain't a brood, my guy. Two ain't a brood. And that's my sitcom.
That's your threes. That's your threes company. Two ain't a brood.
Two ain't a brood.
It's about this meddling Republican next door neighbor always trying to, you know, make sure that the mother has more children. I don't know, and I don't like where this is going.
it always comes in with the Urkel character coming in as a sort of the police arm of the fascist state, going, "Two ain't a brood, get the fucking."
Did I do that? As he takes away your rights,
that'll be his. Did I do that? Yeah, the two ain't a brood, get the fucking. It'll be on T-shirts. Oh, it'll be great.
I hate everything that's happening right now, including speaking to you in any capacity.
You know, I get that a lot.
I know you do, champ. You're the only person who gets less spam calls after you answer them.
Yeah, that's true. They try and steal my identity. They get halfway through it, and they're like, oh, no, you can have that. I feel better about myself, actually. I'm going to go and
Do you want my identity? Like, I feel bad for you now, dude. Would you like... I know I'm the scammer, but can I give you my identity?
And that's how I do it. The perfect crime.
Oh, you out-conned the con man. This is Ocean's 14 right here.
By being sad and pathetic, yeah.
They never saw it coming. I'm putting together a team.
Sad, pathetic boys whose lives aren't good. That's why I came to you, Dan. You in?
Yeah, cut to me laying on the couch with chip crumbs all over myself, crying into my phone, watching TikToks of animals. Sure, I got nothing going on.
Yeah.
Clark's the Brad Pitt one because he's always eating. Mm-hmm. You're the Clooney.
And he cuts his hand real bad, but he keeps going.
Mm-hmm. You're the Clooney. I can be Andy Garcia, who's being robbed.
I'd rob you.
And Steve will be Julia Roberts.
You just want to get him in a dress. This is part of your Tricks Rabbit Again. Campaign to get him into a dress.
Listen, he's got big Bugs Bunny energy. What can I say?
You know what? You're right, and I've always said that about our friend Steve. Because he always convinces me it's duck season, and we go back and forth, but he switches it up on me, and I don't know, because I'm in the moment.
Which is always funny, because there isn't a season for rabbits. Rabbits are considered varmints. You can shoot them year-round.
Oh, this takes place in Joe Biden's America. Where there's arbitrary gun laws, like you can't shoot a rabbit in May.
I mean, if I was going to outlaw rabbit shooting, I'd just make it for April because of Easter, right?
But that's the best time, because you do it in front of a bunch of kids. They scar them for life. That's how you get more Republicans, by killing beloved holiday characters in front of them.
Yeah, we'll get you yet. Leprechaun? I don't know, man. I don't really have anything to contribute here. I don't care for most holidays.
What? How dare you? You don't, for every St. Patrick's Day, watch Leprechaun 4 in Da Hood?
No. I like Roman Holiday with Audrey Hepburn. I like Holiday Inn because it's a musical.
Mm. In fact, Roman Holiday is your Roman Empire. You think about it every day.
That's pretty good, actually. I like that. I used to think that Roman Candles were my Roman Empire, but maybe it's Roman Holiday. Or maybe it's the Roman Ogi, which is a type of woodworking cut that you would make on the edge of a board to give it like a.
I like the Roman Yogi. That's a bear in a toga that tries to steal picnic baskets.
Sure, I thought your Roman Empire was Roman Polanski.
Yeah, what's that guy up to? What's he doing?
I haven't heard from him in so long.
I'm very, very invested in knowing where Roman Polanski is at all times.
This has nothing to do with your part-time work.
It's a public service I offer. I have a network of of spies. I turn to that purpose. I'm doing a community good, if you think about it.
That's fair. I think Roman Roy, the character played by Kieran Culkin on Succession, is probably my Roman Empire. Or The Empire Strikes Back could be my Roman Empire. See, you could do the Empire part, too.
Yeah. Oh, you could do the Empire, yeah.
Yeah, Empire State Building, Empire Records.
Empire...
Of the Sun.
State Building.
I already said that.
Empire of the Sun.
Keep up.
I wasn't listening.
You keep looking down. Who are you texting? Who are you messaging that's more important than me?
Just my friend Roman from Grand Theft Auto 4.
Nice. I like how you put a bow on that one for me without telling me that you're just on Discord with your friends talking about how lame I am.
Well, no, I do that in public, loudly.
I know. You're the town crier, and everyone's like, who the fuck is Dan?
Yeah, I don't care that Dan got stuff on his shirt, and it was super embarrassing.
Yeah, you need to find a better...
mustard at you, but only when you're eating stuff.
Welfare. You're all over the place today. I really like it.
No, I reject your compliment.
Okay, well.
Return to sender.
Address unknown.
Not accepted.
Fair enough. We need fresh Weird Al. I'm jonesing for some Al.
Yeah. When was the last album he put out?
I think it was Mandatory Fun Machine, which is like a decade.
Yeah. I saw him in concert. That was nice.
Yeah?
He still tours. Yeah.
Did you get him to sign your organ?
We ended up getting, in a sense.
Did you wear a fun Hawaiian shirt or something?
Well, those are all that I own. You know that.
Wow, I really thought you were going to transition that into, his culture is not a costume, Dan.
Oh, all right. Yeah, let's take it from the top.
Sure.
Give me my line.
Austin, did you wear a fun Hawaiian shirt to the Weird Al concert?
Line?
His culture is not a costume.
Okay, take it from the top.
Austin, did you wear a fun Hawaiian shirt to the Weird Al concert?
Good night, everybody.
A Secret Weapon production.